The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana. For your mind, drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome. As you know, this month, I am highlighting the Alliance Defending Freedom. I've talked about them for years. I've known about them for years. We've raised funds for them over the years because I believe very, very strongly in what they are doing for this country. They are heroes. And we're asking you to get involved and to give what you can to the Alliance Defending Freedom this month. It's crucial because they are absolutely They're the folks that if they weren't there, we would lose the country. Now, I want you to think about that. I'm not speaking hyperbolically. They are fighting for liberty, religious liberty in the Supreme Court and in other courts. They usually win. And if they weren't doing this, hostile forces are just trying to erode our liberties at every turn. So I thank God for the Alliance Defending Freedom. And I thank God that today I get to speak to one of their lawyers, Eric Baptist. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, look, I love you guys so much, and I feel honored that I get to talk to my audience about you and help them understand who you guys are and what you're doing for this nation. What are some cases that you're working on now that we can talk about, just to give folks some idea of what you're doing?
ADF has a broad range of cases, but one case in particular in which I am working is our lawsuit against the U.S. Food and Drug Administration over its deregulation of chemical abortion drugs.
Who is bringing the suit?
We have filed a lawsuit on behalf of eight different plaintiffs, four national medical associations, and four individual doctors.
Okay. So explain this, the case.
When FDA approved the chemical abortion drug called mifepristone, I'm old enough to remember it being known as RU486, it put on certain safety standards because even the FDA back in the year 2000 under the Clinton administration recognized that these are high-risk drugs that need to be closely managed and regulated. But what has happened systematically since then, starting in the last year of the Obama administration in 2016 and then the first year of the Biden administration in 2021, was they took away those essential safeguards associated with the use of these drugs.
And this is called the morning after pill.
No, this is not contraception. It's not the morning after pill or Plan B. It is mifepristone, which is approved up to 10 weeks of a baby's gestational life inside the womb.
Okay, I want to be clear. So a woman gets pregnant and a doctor says, here, take this pill. This pill will induce an abortion. And you are saying, and I've heard this many, many times, that these are dangerous drugs. They're potentially very harmful. And you're saying because of ideology, the left in America is removing the safeguards that were in place with the FDA.
Well, I can't say if it's ideological, but I can tell you it's not medical and it's not.
What else would it be?
Yeah, exactly. It's not in the best interest of women's health. And what they did was it's a two-drug regimen. So people might ask, like, why is this a high-risk drug? Is The first drug is intended to end the unborn life inside the mother's womb, but it does not necessarily expel that unborn baby from the mother. So there's a second drug that's also used, and that essentially induces labor and delivery in the woman.
But
the
okay, so it's two pills?
It's two drugs, yes.
Two drugs. So the first one kills the child in the mother's womb. You take a pill, and the child inside you is killed.
It cuts off the nutrition to the baby, and the baby ultimately starves to death.
I mean, even that, even hearing that, like that's the reason I bring this up, Eric, is that there's a lot of mystery around this. People don't understand what happens because you just take a pill, and then what? Here's what happens. We've just heard it. You take a pill. The baby is starved to death in its mother's womb. That's how it is killed. That's how it is killed. It's not instant. So it's a horrible thing. Then the woman has to take a second pill, and that pill, as you said, induces labor so that the dead child is forced out of its mother. So this is called mifepristone. Is that what it's called?
Mifepristone is the first drug and misoprostol is the second drug.
Okay. So keep going. And you're saying that the FDA has relaxed regulations around these very, very powerful drugs.
Yeah. So again, this two-drug regimen is so high risk that the FDA originally had three in-person doctor visits. Day one to get the first drug, day three to see if any complications are occurring, and then to take the second drug. And then a day 14 follow-up exam to ensure that woman has no fetal parts remaining inside of her, complications such as infections or severe bleeding. What the FDA has now approved is essentially no doctor visits. No doctor needs to be involved. So now a woman is mailed these drugs without any medical supervision or attention or care, and takes these drugs and self-administers and performs her own abortion in her home, inducing labor and delivery in her dorm room, in her bathroom. And it's a painful, excruciating, and emotionally traumatic experience for the woman and obviously the baby.
And so ADF, on behalf of, you said, eight groups, is suing the Food and Drug Administration.
Correct. And why we're bringing this lawsuit on behalf of the doctors, because our doctors are on the front lines. They work in hospitals, in emergency rooms, and they're seeing an influx of women coming to the emergency room with complications associated with the use of these drugs because of what the FDA has now allowed to let these women take these drugs all alone by themselves without any medical supervision. And they want that to stop because they care about both patients. They care about the unborn baby, but they also care about the woman who's taking these drugs and the harm that they're seeing firsthand across America's emergency rooms.
It's a staggering thing when you actually hear about it. I mean, the idea that a very young woman in college, let's say, is told, yep, just take these pills, do this. And she's alone. She takes a very powerful, these are extremely powerful drugs. It kills the child inside her womb. I don't know what the woman experiences, but we can imagine that it doesn't always go according to plan, and she is alone. The FDA no longer requires a doctor to be involved. It is amazing, and I don't know what it could be except ideological. It seems to me basically what they're saying is, look, at the end of the day, we don't care about women that much. We just want to get this through. We just want it to happen. And yeah, some of it's going to go wrong, but we don't care. I mean, it seems scandalous to me. And so it's another reason that I love the Alliance Defending Freedom, that you're actually suing the FDA, forcing them to deal with what is happening.
Exactly. I call it regulatory malpractice, but FDA has shown a callous disregard for women's health in this, in their zeal to push these abortion drugs across the country. And before I worked on this case, I guess I didn't know much about chemical abortion or abortion drugs. And over 50%, almost 60% of all abortions are committed by chemical means through these drugs. Not what you think of the brick and mortar Planned Parenthoods anymore. They're done through the mail without any medical intervention or any meeting any person in an office to be screened for life-threatening conditions that preclude you from taking these drugs.
Well, and all, you know, the idea that, so you take a drug and it kills the child inside you. This is traumatic. This is major stuff to begin with. Of course, I believe it's immoral, but the idea is that young women are being sold this story. Like, this is no problem. We'll mail it to you. Here you go. You take this one. And then you take this one. And I can only imagine that there are a host of things that could happen. And the woman is alone. So God bless you and the Alliance Defending Freedom for stepping up. And folks, this is one of many, many cases, one of many, many cases. I want to encourage my audience, folks, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's my radio show website, MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner for the Alliance Defending Freedom. We want everyone who can to give generously to the Alliance Defending Freedom at MetaxasTalk.com. There's also a phone number. It is 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Eric Baptist, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. Sometimes I just get happy. Well, no, I don't just get happy. I get happy because there's a good reason to get happy, because there are people out there that are heroes, that are doing great things. And it's my privilege to have a program where I get to share those things with you, whether you're listening or viewing this on Rumble or elsewhere. So right now I get to talk to my friend Ryan Baumberger. Ryan, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Eric.
And you've done it again. The first book is titled She Is She. This book is titled He Is He. You're done. There are only two sexes, much less two genders. There are two. So you're done. You hit it out of the park once, twice, you're done. And I got to tell you, the first book, She Is She, is a fantastic book. Obviously, you were going to do He Is He. Now you've done it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Sometimes the boys take a little longer than girls to get around to things. So
yeah.
He Is He came out a little late. Maybe I shouldn't say came out. He was published a little later than She Is She.
Well, for my audience that knows nothing about what we're talking about except the excitement in my voice, tell my audience, what is this children's book called He Is He?
Well, He Is He is an illustrated children's book that celebrates undeniable, biological, lovable him in a culture that is constantly kind of pushing boys to the side and pretending that all men are toxic. We just correct that. In fact, we love celebrating the beauty of being a boy. I have two boys, two girls, and we love celebrating the differences between us. There are thousands of biological differences, but in this, we celebrate fatherhood. We celebrate the men who provide and protect. You know, you got a culture that's constantly talking about how masculinity is toxic. And we basically just set the narrative straight. So He Is He, which is right here. The cover of it actually has our youngest son. His name is Justice. And you'll see our kids actually throughout this. But
yeah, let me see this book. Come on. Let my audience see this book. Check it out. He Is
It's
He.
It's adorable. I mean, there are so many parts to this. I mean, the whole pronoun thing is how we started this. But honestly, it's pro-life. It's pro-science. It's pro-family.
So wait. Pro-life, pro-science, pro-family. That means it's pro-reality. Because that's really ultimately where we are. It's not about who's a Christian, who's not a Christian, because there are tons and tons of people, they say they're Christians, but their worldview is, you know, not exactly Christian. So I'm on team reality, you know? Reality is there are two sexes where, you know, science points to God. It's a fascinating thing that things have gotten so bad that it's kind of simple right now. It's like if you're on team reality or you're on team fantasy. Team fantasy says I can be a kitty cat, a woman, I can be anything I want to be. And most people know, no, you can't, but you could pretend, but that means you're crazy. That's the world we're living in. And it's needed, it's necessary now for folks like you and your wife to step up and to put it out real clean and simple, He Is He, in a children's book format. So I was can you read some of this? Because I love, you know, because I've written 30 children's books, I have a very, I'm very sensitive to what works and doesn't, because a lot of people, everybody thinks they can rhyme, but most people don't rhyme very well. You guys do it exactly. Very well and beautifully, and I want to commend you just for that. So go ahead.
Sure. He Is He. He is not she. He is not we. With all these adorable kids, He Is He.
I mean, wait, just that. I mean, this is hilarious. This would be a parody. It's almost like a parody, right? He is he. He is not she. He is not we. He is he. He's a son. He's a brother. He's a father, not a mother.
A breastfeeding mother. No, he's definitely not a mother.
Like, we got to say this.
I mean,
he's an uncle. He's a grampy. He's a buddy, not a Grammy. Like, we're spelling this out, folks. Men cannot be grandmothers. In case you didn't realize, men came in. But Ryan, this is why I just take delight in what you and your wife have created, because it's true, but it's also delightful and funny. Like, to those of us who know that men are men no matter what they do, right? You know,
exactly.
It's kind of funny. So you guys have wit in the way you're communicating this. So let me just say thank you, because so many people do things that are correct, but they don't have wit and, you know, the joie de vivre necessary to make life more interesting. So thank you, guys. It's just, I forget your wife's name, but I know you guys do everything together.
Bethany Bomberger, my favorite person on the planet. And, you know, I mean, you have to just kind of inject a little bit of levity in the lunacy that we're facing. So that's what we try to do.
Well,
otherwise,
again,
it's just so heavy and get you depressed.
That's why I love it. I mean, I want to. Do we get to read the rest of the book? I mean, it's so good that
Sure.
I've never done this before where I'm reading the book. You're in Virginia, right? And I'm reading the
Virginia.
Book. I'm in New York City. So I'll keep reading it. And you're okay. So he is he. Definitely. Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's hard to change the pages.
This is killing me. This is killing me.
Go.
I've never done a children's book reading across state lines. Is this illegal? All right. So it starts out. Biologically, he is he.
And that's that whole pro-life
beautiful
thing, because
beautiful.
Only women can get pregnant, people.
What? He's a leader. He's a mentor. He's a world-changing inventor. Oh, man. He's a leader. He's a mentor. He's a world-changing inventor. He's a pastor, a trailblazer. That looks like Frederick Douglass, who definitely was a he. He's a courageous life saver. Oh, I love this. I love this. Ladies and gentlemen, have you gotten the memo? Get a copy of He Is He. It says, when he is he, when he is free. I love this. To be who God meant him to be. When he is he, yeah. He is free to be who God meant him to be. I love it. I love it. Yeah. And then, okay, and then so that's sections. The end of the rhyme. And then you have, what does the Bible say? What does science say?
There you have it.
Yeah. Oh, man. You guys. Now, you and Bethany were obviously planning this when you wrote the previous book, She is She.
Right.
Yeah. So when did this book come out? Is it out, like, just today? I'm trying to think. Is it – I don't read the text.
It came out at the end of last year, and not only does it have those sections, there's also – because it's all those things, pro-life, pro-science, pro-family, whatever, but pro-adoption. I just want to show you this last section because this is inspired by the man who chose to be the father of 13 kids, my family. I was the first of 10 adopted, and so there's a tribute to my father, Henry Bomberger, who passed away at the height of COVID, but he is the one who – not only inspired me to be an adoptive father, but also many in our family, including my nieces and nephews. But he, to me, models what it means to be a man of God and what God designed fathers and what God designed men to be. And so there's a tribute to my dad in this. So that's He is He. HeIsHe.org and on Amazon until they decide to take it down because it's, I don't know.
Wait a minute. HeIsHe.org is the website?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Are you getting the memo? I'm getting, like, the older I get and the longer I've done this show, the pushier I get in telling people, hey, you need to do this. People say, what can I do? This. Go to heishe.org. It's just so beautifully done, Ryan. And I want people to find you before we go to our break and before we continue our conversation. Just the headline, brand new book called He is He. It's the sequel to She is She. Both are witty, full of truth, full of joy, and we need to spread the word wherever we can. So the book is He is He, and you can find it at heishe.org. But where, Ryan, can people find you, Ryan Bomberger, if they were looking for you? Where do they find you?
Our main website is Radiance, RADIANCE.life. And that's where they can see all the graphics we create, the videos, the books we publish, the op-eds that we write, and just be equipped so that they can tackle a culture that's chaotic and confused.
Radiance.life. That's an amazing website to be able to get that URL. Radiance.life.
Yes. Yes.
Tremendous.
And it's actually named after our oldest daughter, who my wife was at an unplanned pregnancy in her late 20s, rejected the violence of abortion. And that baby girl is now 19 years old. She's a student at Liberty, and she just radiates beauty inside and out. So that's the reason for the name of our organization, Radiance Foundation.
So the organization, the Radiance Foundation, it's called Radiance, the Radiance Foundation. You can find it at radiance.life, L-I-F-E. I just love it. Radiance.life. I'm talking to Ryan Bomberger, B-O-M-B-E-R-G-E-R. We'll be right back to continue discussing what I like to call reality. Stick around. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855-385-0111.
800-500-0596 right now, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Folks, welcome back. As you can tell, I'm giddy. I'm giddy as a schoolgirl, except I'm a boy. No, I'm a man. It's kind of funny. Ryan Bomberger is my guest. Ryan, it's funny to me that we're talking about something that is so obvious. And part of what makes your children's books, She Is She and He Is He, what makes them so delightful is that you're doing it with a wink. You're saying, on the one hand, this is true and this is important. But it's also there's a wink because we all know he is he and not a she, and she is she and not a he. Like, we know that, but in affirming it, there's a kind of a joy simply in speaking the truth. So I want to ask you, you've been on the program a few times before, but for folks who are new to you and to your foundation, Radiance Foundation, how did you end up, you know, being who you are and doing what you do, speaking for the truth, for the unborn? How did this happen for you? What is your story? You mentioned your father who had passed recently, and you put a tribute to him at the end of this new book, He Is He. How did you become the man that you are today?
Well, I am one of those exceptions cases. I'm literally the 1% that's used 100% of the time to justify abortion. My birth mom experienced the horrific violence of rape, and although she was a victim of violence, she didn't make me a victim of the violence of abortion, and so gave me the incredible gift of adoption. So I grew up in a family of 15 where I have 12 siblings. 10 of us were adopted, and we're just a mix. We're white, now, and black.
I got to get this. Oh, so you're saying, no. I just want to be clear. So your birth mother was raped, and she became pregnant as a result of the rape with you. And how old was she?
Well, what I found out in the last year, because I got my original birth certificate, I was born on her birthday. She was 21. She turned 21 when I was born. And I thank God that someone had to have spoken hope and strength into her, because she could have easily have aborted me, but she didn't. Kind of glad that I'm alive. I think people in my life think the same thing, but it was because of her courageous act that cause these beautiful reverberations for generations.
Is it just, I mean, I want to, you know, I don't want to skip past this, because this is a big deal. This is a big deal, because most people, including most people that think of themselves as somehow conservative, would say, oh, well, rape. And I think, yeah, rape. And here you are, Ryan Bomberger, doing God's work, being a blessing to millions through your work and the work with your wife. And you think, you know, this goes back to the oldest thing you've ever heard. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
A rape and an abortion doesn't solve the problem. An abortion just compounds the problem. And so your mother very bravely chooses to have you at 21 when the whole world is telling her, no, don't do that. Don't ruin your life by having a child. Don't do that. So she has you, and here we are having this conversation. That's a big deal, Ryan. That's just a big deal.
It is a big deal, and what people who are victims of rape need are wholeness and healing, not abortion hucksters selling the latest, you know, pink euphemistic signage from Planned Parenthood. I mean, I don't know. I never met her, but my prayers at her, my whole life has been that she got the wholeness and healing that she needed. But what society throws at women who are victims of violence is ridiculous. It's the further violence of abortion. And I just want to add, in our book, I included Frederick Douglass. I just want to say this. Frederick Douglass was also conceived in rape. Can you imagine American history without him? I mean, the people that we so easily discard because they don't fit the picture of perfection or because they're unplanned. I mean, the circumstances of our conception never change the condition of our worth. And I thank God that my birth mom enabled me to live and my parents didn't fixate on how I came to be. They just loved me into who I was meant to be.
I mean, this kind of challenges people. This is like where you kind of think, am I a Christian? Do you have a genuinely biblical worldview? A biblical worldview says God is a God of redemption. Redemption.
Yes.
So the most wicked thing can be turned to God's purposes. The horror of rape, the horror of the Holocaust, a nation can be birthed out of that satanic evil. Over and over and again in history, you see that. But if you don't have a biblical worldview, you don't look at it that way. And so it's important that we choose what we're going to believe, what God says or what others say who are lying. And just the fact that I'm talking to you and that you were conceived in rape, your mother bravely, I mean, it's amazing to me, chose to have you. And we don't know you don't know the story of how it is that she chose to do that. That's not something that's been revealed to you, but we just know you're here.
No. The only thing I know is just the paperwork that came along and some of the details. And I did actually speak to the social worker that worked with her. And of course, she was incredibly angry throughout her whole pregnancy. And she said, actually, the moment that I was born, she never wanted to see me. She kept saying she didn't want to see me once I was born. And the social worker said that the anger broke and she asked to be able to hold me. And so I'm praying that some of her healing actually started at that moment. But I've never met her, so I don't know all the details. And unfortunately, I also found out in the last year that she did pass away. So I will never be able to meet her face to face. I will never be able to tell her thank you for giving me this incredible gift of life. But my wife, my four children, and the people that God has placed in my life over the years, I'm just blessed to be able to love and to be loved.
I just have to imagine, Ryan, that there's somebody listening right now who needs to hear what we're talking about. Somebody needs to understand that, you know, I said two wrongs don't make a right. That's a simple way of putting it. But when you choose life, you have no idea what God's going to do. You have no idea, and it's beautiful. We'll be back to continue my conversation with Ryan Bomberger. You can find him at radiance.life, radiance.life, and the brand new book, He Is He. You can find it at heishe.org. We'll be right back. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Friday76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code Friday76. This is a limited time offer. Join me, make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Folks, it's my privilege to be talking with Ryan Bomberger, who, with his wife, Bethany, has written another utterly delightful children's book, truth-telling and witty, full of hope. It is called He Is He. The book is He Is He. You can check it out at heishe.org, heishe.org. And, you know, Ryan Bomberger, I was going to say the only thing that I'm sad about is that I kind of wish there were more genders so that you could continue the series. But the bottom line is you can't. You got she is she. You got he is he. We're done. That's it. That's it. It's kind of funny because these are very delightful. It doesn't mean you can't write other children's books. I'd love to I'd love to think with you about what they might be, just because, you know, you and your wife have a real genuine talent at doing this. Because I often think, I've said it before, a lot of times Christians or conservatives, they do children's books, and there's something kind of wonky or kind of clunky. It doesn't have right. I guess I earlier called it the joie de vivre, you know, the something, the élan. I'm going to pretend like I speak French. I don't. That your books have, and that other, you know, really winning books have, that sparkle. So let's talk about this book, the brand new book, He Is He. What else is in this book that people can look forward to reading?
Well, there are these surprise moments. Like, you see a scene where a woman is in a doctor's office and you see the ultrasound. We hear all the time now, like, for instance, from the American Medical Association, that wants to eliminate the gender on birth certificates, because now they're claiming that your gender, your sex, is determined at birth. And we all know that that's a lie. Your gender is determined by your DNA, and then that is determined at the moment of fertilization. But, like, this scene right here, where you're seeing, I mean, this is science. Right here, you got the ultrasound.
Yeah.
We already know the gender. Anybody who's ever gone to an ultrasound and you've determined, like, it was very easy when we figured out my oldest son, Makai, was a boy, because he was like, he was just showing it, you know, proudly. And they're just the reality
it's reality. It's biological reality. And people are trying to deny this.
Man, woman, only the woman can get pregnant. Look, I watched my wife give birth twice. I didn't see my oldest, because I mentioned my oldest, Radiance, is not my biological daughter, but I adopted her, and we adopted our youngest son, Justice. But I watched birth happening, and we don't have the, how shall I say, the facility. We don't have the ability to conceive, nor
I think you're mispronouncing uterus. You're mispronouncing. It's pronounced uterus.
Right.
Listen, anybody who is – listen, if you're dumb, if you're really dumb – you can imagine that men could get pregnant. But if you know anything about biology, you understand that the idea of the level of complexity of our bodies is insane. It's like frightening when you look at the complexity of what goes on in men's bodies and women's bodies. It's just insanely complex. So the idea that it's simple is just pure foolishness. And when you know anything about what happens in a pregnancy, let's be honest, it is astonishing. If you're not astonished, you're a fool. You're looking away.
Right.
Because it is so astonishing what happens in pregnancy. So the idea that men can get pregnant, is this the dumbest thing in the world? A woman can get pregnant, but the woman can pretend she's a man and take a lot of drugs so that she gets stubble and pretends to be a man, but she's still a woman. And we have to be clear. I mean, look, ultimately what's happening, the reason your books are so delightful and what you're doing is so delightful, is that we have to reaffirm reality, because the world is trying to get us to lie. The world is trying to get us to call God a liar. And if you go along with that, if you go along with calling God a liar, you're participating in evil. And that is what we're dealing with right now. And that is why folks like you and me, we want to affirm the truth, and we want to encourage people,
right,
do not go along with the lies of the world, because the lies of the world are trying to get you to call God a liar, and we won't do that. And if you do that, folks, you need to repent, because that's exactly what is happening. We're being forced to go along with something that is becoming openly satanic. And so kudos to you for publishing these for these beautiful books, because they are beautiful. They're beautiful. They're delightful.
Thank you. And, you know, the whole thing about pronouns, I mean, here we're in a culture that tries to force certain parts of speech, which, of course, is ridiculous. But even people who think, and I've heard some leaders, evangelical leaders, who say, well, pronoun hospitality, don't give me that, because what you're doing is affirming a lie. And even when you're saying, well, I just want to make sure that I'm affirming that person. No, affirm the broken, but don't affirm the brokenness. And so in this, we highlight the fact that even though, I mean, it's ridiculous, but unfortunately, it's a serious situation where we are leading children into self-destruction. I mean, you got the England's National Health Service actually is now banning puberty blockers because they realize what the science has been saying for a long time. These carcinogenic drugs actually lead kids actually to commit suicide at higher rates because it increases suicide ideation, anxiety. I mean, if we truly care about our children, we would stop the targeting by this broken ideology that somehow they can't know who they are. If a boy or girl cannot know who they are at their core, what can they possibly know to be true? And so that's why we try to diffuse that. In fact, I did want to say one other thing. If you go to heishe.org and then click on the resources tab, there are resources for teens and adults that go much deeper into, you know, transgender ideology, LGBTQ, XYZ, all of that, so that there are resources not meant for young children. The book is completely age appropriate for young children, but there are great resources for parents who are struggling with a culture that has been, it's like this cultural tsunami that has washed over us. And so we want to equip people to know how to be free.
Well, you know, we've said a lot here. We'll say it again. Folks, part of what's going on in this transgender lunacy is satanic. You're being told to call God a liar. This is what's so interesting, and this is what I have teased out so we can put it on a platter and show people. You are being, in the end of the day, you're being called to, you're being bullied to call God a liar. And to say what the Bible says, did God really say we're made in his image, male and female? Did God really say that is the voice of the devil? You're being encouraged to lie, to go along with a lie, to become polluted with the lies. We have to stand against it. Ryan Bomberger, God bless you for standing against it with joy and wit. And bravery. The book is called He Is He. Heishe.org is the website. And if you want to find Ryan Bomberger, you can go to radiance.life. Ryan, God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless, Eric. Thanks.
Then I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. There was a band of angels coming at me.
Folks, welcome back. Some of you know it's my privilege on this program to highlight the work of heroes in America. And the Alliance Defending Freedom, they're at the top of the list. If you knew what they were doing, we can only touch on it on this program, but if you knew what they were doing, you'd want to help. And that's a part of why I have my guest on, Jeremy Tedesco. He's a senior counsel at ADF, senior vice president of corporate engagement for Alliance Defending Freedom. And I want to exhort everybody who's listening to help the Alliance Defending Freedom. We are in a tremendous battle in this nation, and people often say to me, what can I do? And I say, there are many things you can do. One of the things you can do, especially now, is give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. We're raising money for them on this program. And folks, I hope you have some sense of how serious this is, and that whatever little bit you can do, or a lot, it's really needed now. This is not, we're not exaggerating. This is very serious. The phone number, if you want to dial, the phone number is 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. 1-800-273-8896. And the website is MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. So, Jeremy Tedesco, we were talking about debanking and how the federal government is attacking people in terms of their ability to make financial transactions. It's a scary, an amazing moment that we've come to in American history. And to me, the only good news is that it's waking some people up.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, we've seen debanking, especially on the basis of viewpoint, has been on the rise the last few years. This hearing last week was really kind of the crescendo of everything we've been seeing. One of our clients, Indigenous Advanced Ministries, is a small ministry in Tennessee that does relief work over in Uganda, builds wells, feeds kids, helps widows and orphans. They got debanked by Bank of America last year in April, had been a longtime customer there, and just were told, look, your risk tolerance exceeds our risk tolerance policies at this point. No good reason at all. We see this again and again and again. And so it's on the rise. National Committee for Religious Freedom was debanked by Chase. The Arkansas Family Council that does pro-life and pro-religious liberty work in Arkansas got debanked by Chase for being so-called high risk. And so we know these things are happening. We know the federal government has incredible control through the regulators that operate on a day-to-day basis in banks, supervising them to push disfavored industries and people outside of the financial marketplace. This is a real problem, and we definitely need to solve for it, whether through litigation or legislation, or just like, you know, Chairman Jordan is doing, shining sunlight on this as a disinfectant. I think the more and more we pressure banks to knock off these practices and even put regulatory pressure on them to knock it off, the better off everybody's going to be. Nobody should be afraid they're going to lose their bank account because of their political or religious beliefs.
There are enough Americans who claim to love God, who claim to be Christians, that if we were all to do the tiniest bit, this stuff would end. But most Americans who claim to be Christians, who claim to love liberty, aren't doing anything. They think somebody else has this covered. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that's not right. We need to each do something. If we each would do the tiniest bit, it would be game changing, which is why we're doing this fundraiser with the Alliance Defending Freedom. I cannot underscore it sufficiently. We each need to do something. Some folks who are listening can do a lot, but everyone listening can do something. And I ask you, folks, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Whoever you are, whatever you can do for your own conscience's sake, do something. MetaxasTalk.com is the website. We're trying to raise a lot of money. Every tiny bit will help. We want you to be generous. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.